Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, and welcome back to the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lindteigen, and I am so glad that you are here with me today. And I am excited because today's episode is one that you asked for. So you know there's a new Google form that you can go to. The link is in the show notes where you can ask your questions about SEO, content marketing, marketing strategy, blogging, keywords, all of that. And I take those questions and look at them, and I use some of those for our content here on the podcast. So I want to thank you for submitting your question. This one is going to be a fun one. What is the best day to schedule or to publish a blog post? So this is a great question. And it's one of those that doesn't always have the most straightforward answer. So for years, people have asked about this and wondered, what is the best day? The funny thing, the reality is the best day is the day that works the best for you. This is also in the same realm of how often should I blog? How often can you blog consistently? Because really, consistency is going to be the key. So often we see Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays kind of being the ideal days or the recommendations to publish a blog post, because the thought is on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people are relaxing. They're maybe not thinking about it. Maybe they're doing things with their family. They're doing things with their friends. They're maybe not reading blog posts as much. Monday, if they're coming back into the office, they're busy, they're trying to recover from the weekend, they're trying to catch up. However, this is going to really depend upon who your ideal customer is and what their week looks like and what type of content are you publishing on your blog. So if you are business to consumer, you are creating content from a business that is going out to a consumer, you might actually have better results if you publish your blog posts and send your emails on the weekend, if your consumer is more likely to be relaxed and enjoying their weekend, and maybe they are looking at their email, maybe they are doing something fun, and your content is something that could help them. If you are let's say you are a cooking blogger and you send recipes, or you're a parenting blogger and you send parenting tips or ideas, it's very likely that a weekend blog along with a weekend email could be a great way for you to reach your ideal customer at the time that they're most interested in your message. But if you are B2B, business to business, you probably are not going to connect with your ideal customer over the weekend, because your ideal customer is also a business owner or an employee, someone who is hopefully off the clock on the weekend and able to relax and spend time with their family or do things that are fun for them. They're probably not thinking about business, at which point during the week is probably going to be a better time for you to publish your blog posts and to email about them. Now, the reality is you can publish your blog post at any point in time. Most of your blog publishing tools will also have an option where you can schedule the post. So what I teach my students to do is to batch their content, create multiple blog posts, multiple podcast episodes, etc., all at once, and then prepare them and have them deliver once a week on whatever day they've chosen. Now, with blogging, if what you're really looking for is SEO and you're looking to get your organic traffic to your website, when you publish your blog post, truly will not matter. What is going to be more important will be the keyword that you have chosen, the quality of the content that you have written, and the competitiveness of your niche. You're going to have a better chance of ranking higher and getting more traffic to that blog post if you have chosen a keyword that you have a really good chance of ranking for based on your website's authority and the competitiveness of your niche. If you're not sure what this means or how to do that, I want you to take my free class today because it will walk you through all of this and start to explain it. And then when you're ready, hopefully you're ready now, when you're ready, join me in Simple SEO Content. We go through all of this and I give you the exact steps to take to figure this out so that each piece of content that you create will rank organically, will drive traffic, and will have you help grow your business. So you choose the day that's going to be the best for you. What you really want to think about from a publishing standpoint, let's talk about cross-channel marketing for a minute. That means you sharing your blog posts on other marketing channels, not just on your blog. So you want to think about your email. Now, this is where we're really going to go back and we're going to think about our ideal customer. Who are they? How do they spend their time? When do we want to connect with them? Because marketing comes down to three things: having the right message, connecting with the right person, and doing it at the right time. So the right message is your blog post, as long as you are sure that you are creating content that your ideal customer wants to read. And that's what I teach you inside of Simple SEO Content, is how to make sure that you're creating the content they want. That's the right message. The right person is your ideal customer, making sure that you're connecting with them. At the right time is really what we're getting into here. So publish your blog post really doesn't matter. People are going to find it and read it when they want. What's going to get your audience to your blog post more likely will be either your social media or, more than anything, your email list. So what you want to do is determine when you're going to send your email based on your ideal customer and have your blog post ready for your email each week. That's really what you're going to want to focus on. That's going to be the most important. And then make sure you're mentioning it and you're sharing it on social media as well. So if you're curious, you're trying to learn how to do all of this, you're not sure what keywords to write, to use, or how to do SEO on your blog post to get the organic traffic, take my free class. If you want me to help you and you want to work one-on-one, I would love to do that as well. Check out the Work with Rachel tab on my website at etchedmarketing.com. I do have some consulting options there that you can send me an email. We can chat, get you scheduled. We can work on your keywords together. We can figure out what blog posts. I can help you figure out based on the analytics when to send your emails. All of that kind of stuff. I can help you put together a plan as to what content to create, when to send the email, and oh goodness, what opt-in to build there so that you can start building your email list if you don't yet have an email list that's as big as you would like. I am here to help you. I want you to grow your business using organic marketing channels. That's what I'm here for. Now, I have an extra special. If you would help me, I'd really, really appreciate it. The way that the podcasts grow and the way that the podcast algorithms work is that the reviews and the ratings that people give you are really, really important. When you get reviews, you are more likely to show up when someone else is searching for keywords. Look at how this all ties together, you guys. Searching for keywords related to your podcast episodes, your podcast name, your podcast titles, etc. So, in order for me to help more people and to grow my business and achieve my goals, I would love it if you would review the podcast. If you go to Apple Podcasts and review it, if you listen on Apple, that would be fantastic. If you listen on another player, I would appreciate that as well. Love it if you find it helpful and useful. Please give me a 5-star rating. And what I'm going to do is start reading our ratings and our user reviews as a shout out, because I know that it's kind of a little pain to do it. And I know that we don't always want to do it, but it really does make a difference and it really does help. So if you would do that for me, I would be so appreciative. And I review them, I read them all, and I'm going to start sharing them on the podcast. And then I'm thinking here about offering you a very special incentive. So if you do review the podcast, I will put you into a drawing for a 20-minute one-on-one session with me where we can talk about your SEO, your website, your keywords, your marketing, whatever questions you have about growing your business. And I will pick somebody from the reviews once a quarter and we will do that. And that will be a free session. That is normally something that I do only as a paid session. So that's a great opportunity for you. All right. Have a fantastic day. Let me know what other questions you have about marketing your business. That Google form is in the show notes. And I am here to help you learn. Thanks so much. And I'll see you next week. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.